Senator Edmonds, Senate Bill 285, a bill to be entitled Act directing the City of Ashby to create electoral districts and electoral districts not timely created, providing the creation of those districts. General Assembly, North Carolina.
For what purpose, gentleman from Henderson? Representative McGrady, rise.
Speaker on the bill.
Gentleman's recognized to debate the bill.
Speaker, colleagues, this is a local bill that would direct the City of Asheville to create 6 single-member electoral districts for City Council members for use in the 2019 municipal election by November 1st of this year. If the City doesn't do that, the bill directs the General Assembly to establish such electoral districts during the 2008 session. Presently, the City Council consists of 6 members and the mayor. All are elected at large for staggered 4-year terms. If Senate Bill 285 passes, the city would be required to draw districts that are 1, reasonably compact and geographically diverse, 2, contiguous, and 3, have a population of no more than plus or minus 5%. The question may be, why do we need this bill? And the reason is South Asheville residents have asked for help. They feel detached, deprived, disenfranchised. The bill came before a committee here, and the House committee heard from some of those residents who came to be heard on the bill. The city over the year has changed, but its electoral system is not. This system has been in place some 82 years now, and it's clear that the City Council has resisted change. You can tell why that is, and if you come by my desk, I'll show you a map of where people have lived and the City Council representation over a long period of time. They're all sort of in one area while the city has expanded outward. What people may remember, a lot of us were here, remember a bill that was put forward last year, a bill that failed at the end of the session, Senate Bill 879. That bill imposed districts. The city was never given a chance to draw its own districts, and the big difference here is that this bill allows the city to draw its own districts. While I don't live in the city, I'll tell you, I watch what goes on and what plays out there. When Senate Bill 879 was considered, the city wanted time to do its own redistricting. When the bill failed, the city has sort of slow-walked that process, finally putting a referendum on the ballot for this year. City officials have made clear that they would rather litigate than in good faith work to put in districts. I'd point out to you that of the largest cities in the state, only Asheville and Wilmington continue to hold at-large elections of council members. Finally, you know, why do districts make sense? I'd suggest 2 reports, one by the National League of Cities and one by the UNC School of Government, tell you why. District elections give groups, especially those in a geographic base, a better chance of being represented in city council. District council members are more sensitive to the small but important problems of their constituents, and district elections may improve citizen participation. Candidates and board members, according to the UNC study, are closer to the voters. Each voter has 1 specific board member to blame or petition for help. And that's why we have gone to district elections in most of the larger cities, all but 2, in the state. This is a bill that Senator Edwards has put forward. As some of us remember last time, we were on the last day of the session. Suddenly a bill popped out of nowhere, and we were asked to move forward, and it had its own redistricting in there, including all the maps. This is not that bill. This is a 1-page bill directing them to redistrict and giving them time to do that, and if they don't do it, telling the General Assembly to come back next year. For that reason, Mr. Speaker, I urge a yes vote on Senate Bill 285.
Gentleman from Buncombe, Representative Agers, recognized to send forth an amendment. Corporal Reed.
Representative Ager moves to amend the bill by deleting and rewriting.
Gentleman's recognized to debate the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My amendment would retain the six districts for Asheville, but would allow all Asheville voters to elect all the city council members, not just the voters who live in the district. Of the 16 largest cities in North Carolina, Asheville is 11th. Only three use single-member districts only. One of the concerns of this bill is that it will result in the balkanization of Asheville politics, pitting one district against another. This voting structure will mitigate the problem, allowing the council members to work towards a common good rather than my district against yours. It would also encourage all the voters to learn about all of the candidates and not just the one in his or her district. I urge you to support the amendment.
For what purpose, gentleman from Henderson, Representative McGrady rise.
Speak on the amendment.
Gentleman's recognized to debate the amendment.
I urge my colleagues to oppose the amendment. This is an effort to, yeah, you have districts and you live someplace, but you're basically accountable to everybody. It doesn't accomplish the purposes that districts have in this case. I know it is used in other places. I would point to the fact that we sort of went through this in a way when we did redistricting for the Buncombe County Commission a few years ago. And if you remember, everybody was opposed to that redistricting, but the bill proceeded. We ended up with single-member districts, and it's worked out quite well. They've got a little more diversity in terms of who is on the county commission, but I believe they get better results at a lot of things that they do. And that's what we're trying to address here with the bill put forward by Senator Edwards. Again, I would urge you to vote no on the amendment.
Members, the chair sees several lights. The chair would ask the members, only the members who wish to debate the amendment, to have their lights on. For what purpose, the lady from New Hanover, Representative Butler, rise.
To be recorded as having voted no on HB 135.
The lady will be recorded as having voted no on House Bill 135. Court, get that? Okay. Further discussion, further debate on the amendment. If not, the question for the House is the adoption of Amendment A1 sent forth by Representative Ager. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 44 having voted in the affirmative, 69 in the negative. The amendment fails. The lady from Buncombe, Representative Fisher, recognized to send forth an amendment. Clerk will read.
Representative Fisher moves to amend the bill on page 1, lines 3 through 4, by rewriting those lines to read.
Ladies recognized to debate the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, this amendment would give the City of Asheville an opportunity to vote in a referendum on whether or not to create the six districts that Representative McGrady described in the bill that is before us. One of the problems with the bill as it's written is that it has a deadline for drawing districts. As Representative McGrady said, the Asheville gets to draw the districts, but it gives a deadline of November 1st. Well, elections this year are November 6th, I believe. And so that kind of cuts short the city's ability to do any kind of deliberating on whether or not the people want this to happen. And so my amendment simply calls for a referendum and then to bind that the results of the vote to the drawing of the districts for Asheville. And I would ask for your support. Thank you.
For what purpose, gentleman from Henderson, Representative McGrady rise.
To speak on the amendment.
Gentleman's recognized to debate the amendment.
I urge my colleagues to oppose this amendment. Again, this is an effort to to slow walk, to take things so slowly that this never gets done. There is a referendum set for this year. The thought of the bill sponsor actually was to have city council people start the process and be responsible for whatever positions they start taking on the redistricting bill as part of that referendum that would occur. Again, I urge my colleagues to vote no on the amendment.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Floyd, rise? The gentleman doesn't wish to debate this amendment. For what purpose does the lady from Buncombe, Representative Fisher, rise?
To speak a second time on the amendment.
Ladies, recognize to debate the amendment a second time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative McGrady makes a point about, continues to make a point about the slow walking of this process on the part of the city. However, the city has gone through a lengthy process to get a referendum on a ballot. They have crossed one hurdle. They are getting ready to vote again on another. They have the language prepared for the referendum, and they're ready to go. I think that any time that you can give people a chance to decide rather than being decided for them, it is to all of our advantage. So I ask for your support on this amendment. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate on the amendment? If not, the question before the House is the adoption of Amendment A2, sent forward by Representative Fisher. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Arp, Representative Yarborough, Representative Elmore, members wish to report on the amendment. Clerk will lock the machine, record the vote. 46 having voted in the affirmative, 69 the negative. The amendment fails. The gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Floyd, recognized to send forth an amendment. The clerk will read.
Representative Floyd moves to amend the bill on page 1, line 6, by deleting by November 1st, 2017, and submitting on before April 1st, 2018.
Gentlemen, recognized to debate the amendment.
Mr. Speaker, this is a very, very simple amendment. It allowed both parties a win-win situation. What it does, the election this year, very shortly, is November the 7th. This take effect November 1. So by shifting that to April 1 and the other date to April the 15th, it allow, and if the city of Asheville does not do that, when we reconvene in May, if they have not done that, then Section 2 will kick in by the General Assembly. It does not slow the process down. It just say that if Asheville does not do it in November election, what would take place thereafter? I ask for your support on the amendment.
Further discussion, further debate on the amendment. For what purpose, gentleman from Henderson, Representative McGrady, rise.
Sorry, I was slow with the button there.
Gentlemen, recognize to debate the amendment.
I urge my colleagues to vote no on this amendment. Senator Edwards has done a lot of work with this in terms of working with various groups. He wanted to give, on the one hand, City Council enough time, but also not allow this to slip again until next year, where we're then coming up on some set of elections. So I urge you to vote no on the amendment.
Further discussion, further debate. For what purpose, the gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Floyd, rise.
Mr. Speaker, I ask my colleagues to look at the bill itself. It say November 1. This what they're saying, that even if Asheville has the election on November the 7th, that November 1 date supersede the election. So what this does is to allow the city of Asheville to have its election. And if the city of Asheville do not do that, then Section 2 will kick in. The General Assembly will redraw the district. And so it's saying to the city, if the city of Asheville say that I don't have to abide by this House Bill 285, if the city of Asheville opt not to do that, this automatically kicks in, is that the General Assembly will draw that when we reconvene in May. It's the same thing, Representative. It's the same thing. It's just the General Assembly will do it. It will allow the city of Asheville draw his district, but you are hindering the city of Asheville by saying November 1 when the election is November the 7th. I just ask for you to be considerate in your comment and ask your colleagues not to support it. The statute itself is prohibiting and penalizing the city of Asheville. So if the city of Asheville don't draw the district, the General Assembly will draw those districts under Section 2 when we reconvene in May.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House, the adoption of Amendment A3, sent forward by Representative Floyd. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine, record the vote. 45 having voted in the affirmative, 69 the negative. The amendment fails. The gentleman from Buncombe, Representative Turner, recognized and forth an amendment. Clerk will read.
Representative Turner moves to amend the bill on page 1, line 6, by deleting section 1 and substituting section 1.
The gentleman is recognized to debate the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Currently, as written, the sitting council would be able to draw these districts. And while I know that my city council would work hard to create fair representation for the city, I do believe that there's an inherent conflict of interest for any city council to draw their own districts. So this amendment would require that the districts be drawn by a separate body. This body would be required to draw the six districts as laid out by the bill sponsor and in accordance with the clear criteria as outlined in Section 1. They would then have to present those maps to City Council, and the City Council would be required to adopt those maps and then submit a final report to us down here, the Joint Legislative Elections Oversight Committee, as well as the Speaker and the President Pro Tem. I appreciate the bill sponsor's willingness to work with me to make this what I hope is a friendly amendment, and I appreciate your vote.
For our purpose, the gentleman from Henderson, Representative McGrady, rise.
To speak on the amendment.
Gentlemen, recognize to debate the amendment.
Colleagues, this is a friendly amendment. I appreciate the fact that Senator Edwards and Representative Turner were able to work on this together. As I referenced, a lot of the current city council people live really, really close to each other. And so having a sort of third body look at this and try to figure these lines and make these things contiguous is a good thing. And so I recommend the amendment to you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House, the adoption of Amendment A4, sent forward by Representative Turner. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed to vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Murphy, care to vote on the amendment? Representative Yarbrough, Representative Bobby Richardson, Representative Haynes, Representative Johnson. Clerk will lock machine, record the vote. 102 having voted in the affirmative, 11 in the negative. The amendment's adopted. We're now back on the bill. Further discussion, further debate. For our purpose, lady from Buncombe, Representative Fisher, rise.
To debate the bill, Mr. Speaker.
Ladies recognize, debate the bill.
And Mr. Speaker, I don't know if it's appropriate to ask at this time, but I would like for this to be a roll call vote, if possible, please.
I'm sorry. The chair was speaking with another member. What is the lady asking for?
I'm requesting that this be a roll call vote.
Is the lady just asking for a recorded vote?
Yes, I did.
But the chair will grant that.
Thank you.
And ladies, recognize the debate.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the there's an Asheville bill on the calendar, in case you didn't notice. So that must mean we're in the last days of session, because the same thing happened last July at the end of the short session. And I wonder if any of you all have ever been to the sequel of a movie and been really disappointed because you liked the first one better. Well, this is what we have today in Senate Bill 285. And I'm taking a chance here because I don't want to kill the messenger. I know that Representative McGrady is doing his job and doing it well. But I do want to bring to the body's attention how similar this is to what happened last year. Many of you were here in this chamber on the last day of the short session last July when we saw the first installment of this movie that could be called Bills That Are Introduced from a Senator's Home City or County to Force New Rules on Another City or County That Is Not the Home of That Senator. It was an exciting plot, but one that left one feeling deceived, bullied, and abused by the end. And just to illustrate that point, I want you all to know that the senator who is bringing forth this bill to the House represents a percentage of his the percentage of the city of Asheville that is in his district is 6.672%. That's not very much to base a bill on that tells a city how to elect all of its city council members. So we're back here today to review the sequel to this movie. In this instance, the actors have changed, but the director is pretty much the same. The new senator from Henderson County is going through what could only be labeled as a rite of passage, where one is required to bully Asheville to gain the respect of and to prove oneself to the director.
Representative Fisher, the chair will remind the lady under our rules to be careful of questioning the motives of a member of the General Assembly. Would ask the lady to please avoid comments.
I will do my best, Mr. Speaker. Thank you. But in the case of this bill, we have seen a good faith effort on the part of the city of Asheville to poll its residents, and they overwhelmingly have let it be known that they want to have a referendum on districting for their city. And that is what they have laid the groundwork to be able to do. They're not dragging their feet, as some would characterize. But because the deadline in this bill is November 1st, they are precluded from making that good faith effort. They are essentially being kept from getting the entire city of Asheville's input on this legislation. So many of us have been through the state redistricting process that happens along with every decennial census, and we have seen how long that process takes and how much money is spent in court to justify the new lines. And now, granted, the districting of a city is a little less onerous, but there are a lot of moving parts in that process as well. And what Asheville would like to be able to do is to be the first city to implement an independent redistricting process, and they are going to be able to do that, except that this bill really restricts what they are able to do in that process. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, Asheville is not the first city to be asked to change the way it elects its governing body, and it won't be the last. But I implore you all here today, especially those of you who were here on the last day of the short session last July, to allow the city to go through this process on its own. It is a city that has been always on the forefront of new approaches to governance, and in fact has been a model for the rest of the state and even the country of what it means to think successfully outside the box on a variety of different issues. Ladies and gentlemen, I ask that you defeat this bill and let the city of Asheville's residents decide how the city should be governed, not someone whose major portion of representation lies in Henderson County. Thank you very much. Vote red.
What purpose does the gentleman from Buncombe, Representative Ager, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Gentleman is recognized to debate the bill.
Speak on the bill, yeah, speak on the bill. A year ago, the North Carolina House of Representatives refrained from imposing its will on how elections are conducted in the city of Asheville, bucking the will of a powerful senator on his last day in office. My constituents rejoiced. The first cousin of the bill, of that bill, is back with us today. After last year's vote, I asked the Asheville City Council to determine whether or not there was a groundswell to create district elections, and they have proceeded to do so. Last March, a polling firm was hired to get a reading of the citizens of Asheville. One of the questions was, how would you rate the performance of the current city council over the past year? 34% were neutral, 20% negative, 38% positive. Do you believe your voice and your personal opinions are represented fairly on Asheville City Council? Total yes, 59%, no, 29%. The mayor, the question was, the mayor and six other members of City Council are all currently elected at large. There has been consideration in the past to replace that system with one that elects the six members of City Council from single member districts they represent. Do you believe Asheville should keep its current system of electing at-large representatives, or should it change to electing its members from single member districts? Total to keep, 54%, total to change, 34%. Do you believe City Council should put a measure on the ballot that asks voters how members of City Council should be elected? Total yes, 72%, total no, 23%. In response to that last question, the Asheville City Council is proceeding with a November referendum to democratically determine whether changing to a district system is the will of the voters. Senate Bill 285 short-circuits that process. It relies on the phone calls and emails from a few random constituents rather than actual polling data. It relies on the votes of representatives in this body that are not held accountable by the voters of Asheville. It will surely end up, like so many other districting bills from this body, in the courts, costing the General Assembly and the City of Asheville precious tax resources better spent in other ways. If this bill passes, it will long be remembered in Buncombe County for gross legislative overreach by big government in Raleigh. I ask you once again, do the right thing. Vote this bill down. Thank you.
Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Mecklenburg, Representative Stone, rise?
To see if the gentleman from Buncombe would yield for a question.
Does the gentleman from Buncombe yield to the gentleman from Mecklenburg?
I would.
He yields.
Representative, you cited some polling data, which I happen to have the polling data in front of me, and you cited specific numbers in that polling data, and I want to read a couple of them that you neglected to mention. I want to make sure that you saw these pages in the data as well. There was a statement in the poll that says, I believe single-member districts are the best way to ensure all geographic areas of Asheville have equal representation on City Council. 46% either somewhat or strongly agreed with that statement. Only 32% disagreed with that statement. Curious if you had seen that page of the poll.
I had seen that, and I wasn't going to read the whole poll, but the polling is inconsistent across that polling.
Would the member yield for another question?
Does the gentleman from Buncombe yield
yes.
to an additional question? He yields.
You mentioned the past performance of the Asheville City Council over the past year as a polling number. I don't know if you saw, I'm not sure if you read the numbers correctly, but it was 38% said they were better than just average, and 54% were either average, below average, or poor in the performance of the Asheville City Council. Had you seen that number?
Well, the numbers I have are 34% neutral, 20% negative, 38% positive in the performance of the current city council over the past year.
Here, I'll share it with you.
Thank you, Mr. For what purpose does the gentleman from Craven, Representative Speciale, rise?
Speak on the bill.
The gentleman's recognized. Debate the bill.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not part two. This is not the sequel. What happened last year and this year is two different things. Okay, I was one of the ones that helped lead the charge to kill that bill last year. And this is a different bill. Last year's bill was being mandated, it was being drawn in a short session against the will of the majority of the legislators in that district. That's against our rules. It's against common sense. The bill came out at the last minute during session. Nobody knew about it. There's a lot of things wrong with that bill. And a bunch of us on this side of the aisle stood up and defended the decision to kill that bill because it wasn't right. But what we have here is something different. It was made perfectly clear last year, and actually even prior to that by previous representatives that were up here, that Asheville needed to do something to move to a single-member district. I'm getting emails. I'm sure some of you are getting emails from people there who said, I've got one from a guy there who said, I had a problem, a businessman. He had a problem. He tried to get a hold of one of the commissioners or city councilmen, whatever they are, and none of them returned his call. None of them did. Well, why didn't any one of them return his call? Got a room full of politicians in here. It's not hard to figure out, because none of them individually was responsible to him. None of them individually was his representative, and none of them individually had to worry about his single vote. That's why it's important that it be changed to single-member districts, so that somebody is accountable. I know if I have a problem and I want to talk to somebody, I want to be able to hold somebody accountable, just like many of you in this room do. When you have a problem, you want to be able to hold somebody accountable. You can't do it in this type of a district. Those districts were fine when Asheville was just a little area, but it's more populated than it was when that stuff was drawn. You've got majority of your elected officials living in the same area, and no representation in South Asheville. Now, I don't live in Asheville, so I don't have a dog in that fight, okay? But my reason for supporting this bill is that the people in South Asheville have a right to be able to talk to someone whom they can hold accountable, and there is nobody they can hold accountable. They all live in another area of the city. We need to stand up and do the right thing on this. And we need to go ahead and support this bill so that those people have somebody they can pick up the phone. The city of Asheville knew that they were supposed to do this. We made that quite clear last year that they needed to do something. What did they do? If I heard correctly, what's on the ballot is going to be to the people saying, do you want to do this? Do you want to redistrict? And I believe it was made quite clear by this General Assembly that we want them to redistrict, and we have the authority to tell them that. We're not redistricting for them. We're telling them, you redistrict. You draw the lines, but they need to be single-member districts. I think that's about as fair as you can be. And when it comes to saying, well, commissioners don't want to do this, they're not in a position. I mean, what do we care what they want to do? They're elected officials who work for the people. Of course they don't want to redistrict in single-member districts, because if they do, then they're going to be able to be held accountable by specific people in specific areas. The way they have it now, it's a politician's dream. We need to fix this on behalf of the people, and I ask you to support this bill.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Mecklenburg, Representative Stone, rise?
To debate the bill.
The gentleman's recognized. Debate the bill.
Well, you're right. Last year we were here, as Representative Fisher said, on the last day discussing a Senate bill that came over to talk about this topic. And members on the other side of the aisle, they made impassioned speeches for us to do the right thing. Please do the right thing. That bill drew districts, and it came to us in a way that some of us found distasteful, just the overall process. And despite many years of heavy-handedness in Asheville, despite many years of assurances from Asheville that they were going to draw their own districts. 24 Republicans voted no and voted down that bill, including me. There was, an audible gasp in the chamber when the votes were recorded and shown on the screen. And I had many members from the other side of the aisle thanking me for my vote. And we got emails a few days later from city council members thanking us for our vote and for doing the right thing, as they said. And I said to them at that time, very clearly, do not mistake my vote. My vote, no, was not that I don't think Asheville should have districts, is that I didn't like the way this bill came across. I didn't like the process. But you need to draw districts. Currently, there are 6 city council districts and the mayor all at large. There are 6 Democrats on city council plus the mayor and 0 Republicans. Based on voter demographics, it is almost impossible for a Republican to win. So the question is then, why are current Asheville leaders so opposed to having districts? Do they really need to have 6-0 votes every single time? Now, I want you to think about this. Now, while we enjoy being in the majority and having a pretty significant supermajority, can you imagine what this chamber would be like if we had 120 members all from the same party? I'll let you think about that for a second. While we may not agree with our Democratic colleagues all the time or some of the time, can you imagine what that would be like? It is good for our democracy to have at least someone there to have a dissenting opinion. In Charlotte, quite often we have, out of 11 city council members, we have 2 Republicans and 9 Democrats, and a lot of times it's a 9-2 vote, but at least we have 2 people there who will speak up and say, here's why we think it's a bad idea. And while we may disagree with some of our colleagues on the other side of the aisle, it is a healthy thing for our democracy when they stand up and say that we're wrong, even if we don't agree. So today I ask our Democratic colleagues to do the right thing. The time has come for there to be districts in Asheville. This bill doesn't force you to draw the lines in a certain way. All it does is allow for at least one opposing voice to have a fighting chance to represent the people who currently have no voice on the city council. So I would ask all of you in this chamber to vote with me and vote yes.
For what purpose, gentlemen from Cumberland, Representative Floyd Rice?
To see if Representative Stone will yield for a question.
Does the gentleman from Mecklenburg yield to the gentleman from Cumberland?
I would.
He yields.
Representative Stone, on line 6, the creation of electoral district by November 1. So would that mean that Charlotte will have to have Asheville will have to have a special election to comply with?
Well, I will have to defer to the bill handler on whether the interpretation of that. I think the intention of this bill is that if we don't put a firm date in there that's fairly soon, then I think it's going to continue to be slow walked, as this has been for several years, this process.
Gentlemen, wish to ask an additional question?
My question remains.
And does the gentleman from Mecklenburg yield?
I do.
Yields.
But the way in which this is read, in order to comply without the General Assembly drawing Section 2, they would just about have to have a special election in which would cause the taxpayer additional money. And so the election is November the 7th. The election is November the 7th. And so if we're talking about democracy, democracy will speak if it was November the 7th, and if they fail to do it, then the General Assembly will draw that, because they can't go back and, other words, after November the 7th, they will have to have a special election again in order to comply. So it will cost the taxpayer additional money. So to be fair, I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't usually have but my is when I see something like this, and you put November 1 when the people are going to speak November the 7th. It's just a sense of fairness before you kick an action in place.
Is that a question?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm not sure I understood the actual question part, but Representative Floyd, but I will say this. I know you are often in one that is very focused on our schedule, and I would say that I think this has been already debated, and I think we've already voted on this amendment on this bill.
I didn't refer to the amendment.
Speaking. For what purpose? The gentleman from Cumberland, does the gentleman wish to ask an additional question to the gentleman from Mecklenburg?
Yes, sir.
And does the gentleman from Mecklenburg yield?
I do.
He yields?
My question, sir, I didn't talk about the amendment. I'm looking at the bill. That's all.
I'm not sure that was a question either, but thank you, sir.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Cabarrus, Representative Pittman, rise?
Change my vote on the Turner Amendment to a no.
Joan B. records having voted no on the Turner Amendment. For what purpose does the gentleman from Henderson, Representative McGrady, rise?
Speak second time on the bill.
Gentleman's recognized to debate the bill second time.
Colleagues, I just ask your support for the bill. This is, as others have pointed out, a very different bill. The Senator Edwards is no powerful senator that came over here and hoisted this on the last day. He's been working this for a good long time. He spent a lot of time talking to many of us, particularly those who opposed the bill last time. And he's made his case, and he's done this the right way. Last year, part of the problem was it wasn't being done the right way. And we were all right at the end there. This thing has been out there. It's gone through committees. It's been heard. I would ask you to vote yes on the bill.
Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Nash, Representative Collins, rise?
See if the bill sponsor would yield for a question.
Does the gentleman from Henderson yield to the gentleman from Nash?
I do.
He yields.
Representative McGrady, as I read this bill, it says that the electoral districts, although they need to be drawn by November of this year, would not be used until the 2019 municipal elections, which indicates to me that this bill does not call for any special elections. Am I reading that correctly or incorrectly?
I believe that's right. The question of the gentleman from Cumberland was not addressed to me, but I don't believe there'd be any special election required by this bill.
Thank you.
For what purpose does the lady from Buncombe, Representative Fisher, rise?
To speak on the bill a second time, Mr.
Speaker.
Ladies
recognized to debate the bill a second time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. First of all, I want to commend Senator Edwards on this, his what I believe is his first bill, and I think that he has done a superior job when you compare it with how things went last time. However, I want to raise the basic point again that the City of Asheville is making a good faith effort, is halfway through the process to create a referendum for the people, which they have asked for. And when it comes to a lack of representation in the southern portion of the county that Senator Edwards has, maybe about five city precincts that he represents, it is a matter, it's not a matter of keeping them from serving on city council. Anyone who wants to run for a seat on city council can do so. And in fact, there have been members from the south of Asheville on city council prior to this time. There is also a candidate who has announced from South Asheville who will be running for city council, even prior to the passage of this bill, or maybe its failure. Let's see what happens. But again, I implore you to allow the process to be done by the people of the city rather than by those who take what I view as a really unhealthy interest in the City of Asheville's governance. I think that we need to look at where we are from, try to allow the people who are trying to do a good faith job in their own cities, govern their own cities. And again, I'll remind you, this will be coming to a city near you. We are not the first, and we will not be the last. I ask you to vote red. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate on the bill? If not, the question before the House, passage of Senate Bill 285 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Following members wish to record: Representative Cal Hall, Representative Destin Hall, Representative Warren. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 67 having voted in the affirmative, 49 the negative. Senate Bill 285 passes at second reading. And will without objection?
Objection, Mr. Speaker.
Objection having been heard, bill remains on the calendar.